Hey, welcome everyone. This is Tracy Holloway, and this is the second part of our powerful new three-part life upgrade series, Time to Let Go. You really are making such a difference by taking the time out to help ground the new energy that's coming to you through these transmissions, opening your heart to a new awakened level of intelligence. Taking further steps on the journey into who you really are and what's possible for you as an individual and for humanity as a whole at this time of great change and transformation. And there's no doubt that change is occurring. I know you're all feeling it. Everyone's experiencing it in some way, you know, at different levels, and people are dealing with these changes in so many different ways too. You of course know that stressing about it all won't help with the bigger picture. It won't help you to see things clearly. In fact, stress and worry can obscure the truth and instead get people looking in all the wrong places for the answers. Answers to some important questions. And of course, the less stressed you are, then the more clarity is available to you. And the more intuitively you will flow, and then the greater that overall plan will be seen by you, will be revealed bit by bit. You'll not only sense it more clearly yourself, you'll act in tune with it. Being guided in alignment with its intelligence. And in doing so, help ground this awakened presence for those that are still sleeping. And there are many of those. But they're being gently nudged awake as the energy around them starts to change. And you'll notice that more and more with the people around you that perhaps in the past you thought would never change. And perhaps you wanted them to change and tried to change them and they wouldn't and couldn't. And perhaps now these new energies are stirring around them and gently helping them to wake up bit by bit. You'll start to see those people in a different light. You'll start to see their light shining from deep within them. And your love for them, your compassion, your acceptance of them and where they are on their journey will help them to awaken further. And so appreciation and gratitude for everyone where they're at, because everyone and where they're at is exactly where they need to be right now. And everything is changing. And so no one is stuck. No one. It's not possible at this time. And though some people might be slower to wake than others, it doesn't mean that they're going to stay asleep. There's plenty of time. There really is no hurry. And even though we're currently presented with this amazing gateway opportunity, particularly the one opened now for the next few weeks, this gateway specifically created for letting go of all the old baggage. And what's important about this is being able to relax around it as well, you know, to do it the easy way. Because otherwise you're kind of in the old paradigm if you're getting stressed. So you don't want to be stressed about it. You don't want to be worried about it. No one's going to miss the boat. There are many key things to consider. Mainly that you're right at the centre of this whole process and that you're an important key player and that you actually already know what to do and when to do it. It's pre-programmed into your data stream and there are many opportunities to awaken and remember. And these broadcasts will help you align fully and gracefully participate in the overall awakening of humanity's consciousness, not just now over the next few weeks, but throughout your whole life by accessing the intelligence that you were born to express, the very heart of your super empowered self. It's worth reminding you that these broadcasts, they hold a unique energy transmission, a particular frequency, and you're gently being attuned to this vibratory level by listening to the transmissions and receiving the activations. This is why it can be really beneficial to listen to them over and over again. The more time you spend attuned to this frequency, the easier it is to then hold it in your everyday life. And ultimately, this is what you're learning to do, to move beyond the lower frequencies of the old paradigm and up into this new octave, where the true empowered heart rules and all flows as one. And you're in that flow, attuned to that higher vibration, at one with everyone, at one with all. People all over the world are waking up, and there are so many challenging circumstances. Everything's being stirred. This great pot is being stirred just to create this awakening of human consciousness. And as you attune to the higher heart, the stress and difficulties fall away, and a blissful, awakened presence is experienced. Regardless of where you are on your journey right now, whether you've read all the books and been on all the courses and meditated and searched, or whether you're just starting out and have no idea what's going on, the process is exactly the same and is very, very simple. In fact, in many ways, it's easier now than ever. And of course, because we're dealing with extreme polarities in 2012, it can also be experienced as so very complicated and so overwhelming. These broadcasts have been designed to remind you of your power to grow at this time, tapping into your potential, and to remind you to let it be simple. To keep bringing you back to that, to keep things simple, to keep things in the flow, rather than getting too overwhelmed. And supporting you to find balance, to keep coming back to that centered place of presence. With it all going on, it can so easily become distracting and overwhelming, and you can feel scattered and fragmented and lost. And so this is designed to just bring you back to that centered place within you where all the answers are, where everything makes sense. And so it's a great opportunity to tune in regularly to that place within yourself and allow this energy transmission to support you to find that place within you more easily. And continually attuning you to that important frequency where you can follow your own inner guidance more easily. And where you can feel attuned to others. Others who are ready to live as one. To be part of this community that exists to live together in tune harmoniously. Eventually all this will become a natural way of being, of course. But for now it's like learning a new way of being. And so you need to be kind to yourself and encourage yourself gently. The old ways, the old patterns are all beginning to surface now. Some of them are so uncomfortable. You know, you just see them. You see yourself doing that thing that you dislike about yourself so much. Or you see those things in your reality and you think, surely I've moved beyond this now. Why is this still going on? And of course, that can be hard to observe. And you can get frustrated and cross and annoyed. But if you can change your perception and instead welcome each of these moments as a gift, an opportunity to let go of that which no longer serves you, that you no longer are, that you no longer want, then this attitude of gratitude will help to change the energy of the experience, and letting go will be easier. And so as you're presented, and you already recognise this, I'm sure, but you may find this more and more, over the coming days and weeks, the opportunity, the gift that you're being presented with time and time again is it like a choice point. It's the old pattern comes up, the old thought, the fear, the worry, the doubt, the conditioned response, the addiction that habits, that behavior, whatever it is that you really do want to change and you know it's time to let go of. Perhaps you've known a long time that it's time to let go of it. And rather than engaging with it and being frustrated or annoyed because there it is again, you're just affirming to yourself that with gratitude, you're letting it go. You're thanking it for showing itself one more time, one last time, and then you let it go. Because you're not that. It's not who you are. It may be part of who you've been, but it's not who you are in truth. And so each present moment gives you an opportunity to affirm truth from that very heart-centered place of presence. And so that's why attuning to this empowered heart frequency can help so much. Because the more time you spend in that state of presence, the more able you are to observe those negative thoughts or those past programs and difficulties and just let them go. Rather than attaching to them, engaging with them, and creating yet more and more drama because of them. And so you become the observer of your inner workings. You become the observer of your reality as it unfolds and how you interact with the world around you. And the more able you are to see clearly, rather than just engage by reacting and responding in those automatic patterns that you've always reacted and responded in. The more able you are to have clarity in that moment and just affirm that that's no longer the way that you need to react or respond and instead just let go, then the more in tune to that higher frequency you become. And so within every opportunity, there's an opportunity to either, so going in one of two directions here, either back into the old paradigm or shifting into the new. If you use your old responses and reactions, patterns of thinking, then you will of course arrive in that old paradigm pretty quickly and carry on in those old patterns. But at that choice point, at that moment of presence, each time you make the decision to let go and shift into who you really are, empowered, loving, inspired, uplifted, then you access that higher frequency and you build your reality based on that new world pattern. So there are two patterns going on and a choice in every moment. Are you weaving in the old way or are you weaving in the new way? Where does this thought take you? Does it weave you back into the reality that you're trying to let go of? Or does it weave you forward into that new creation of self that's much more in tune with your true essence, the you that you came here to be? And so you're weaving the patterns to create your new world, to create a new world that we all share. And so from that centered place of oneness, when you weave the patterns from that particular place, you weave them intuitively in tune with all. And that creates an ultimate success, a sense of being part of something so much bigger that can support you, guide you, lovingly nurture and reassure you, and give you the greatest opportunity to succeed, to tap into your true potential, and to live attuned to that greatness. So recognizing that every moment is a point of power, and in every moment that you're attuned to the heart frequency, the higher heart, the true empowered heart, at every moment that you're attuned to that place and you're making your choices and acting from that place, then the more chance there is of you weaving your life in the direction that you truly wish to go. And the less likely it is that you're going to be slipping back into that old way. That way that you're really fed up with now. And of course, give yourself credit, because there are so many things that you've already changed. You know, there really, really are. If you were to look back just over the last few months, you could really celebrate some changes that perhaps, you know, you're not seeing fully the fruition of those yet, but in the future you will, because you know you've broken that pattern for good. You know that you're no longer doing that thing that you were doing. And so if you look back a few months, or you look back a year, through all the challenges and all the difficulties, there are certain things that you can look at and you can say, actually, I have changed that. And I may have wavered and gone backwards and forwards for a while, but actually now I've tipped the balance in that direction that I want to go in, and the energy is flowing in that way now. And so just have a moment of looking back and giving yourself credit for those changes that you've already made, because some of them weren't easy. In fact, some of them have been very difficult. But you have made some. And in acknowledging that, what you do is you send a very clear message to the universe in your relationship with this great cosmos about what you're looking to achieve now. You're saying, I can make change. This is the direction that I want to go in. Not only have I done it so far, I've made these changes, no matter how big or small. And now I'm ready for more of this. And when you affirm to yourself that you've already made change, what you're affirming is that you actually know how to do it. And it's very important to do that, because so often what we affirm is that we're lost or confused, or we don't know what's going on, you know, that inner negative self-talk of doubt. And that undoes all of the positive work that we try and do. And so you need to look at being able to applaud yourself for all of the good, positive changes already made, so that you're kind of supporting this next phase by saying, I've done it so far, so good. I'm ready now to take it further, but I'm ready now to do it more gracefully. Ready to do it more easily. Perhaps I'm ready to do it with less struggle. Perhaps I'm ready to do it first time round, rather than having to go round and round on that roundabout. Keep going round. Oh, why am I here? Surely I've been on this. I've gone round and round on this so many times. And of course, that choice point is when you decide to get off. You say, I'm done with this now. I've had enough of this now. I am actually moving on. Not only am I moving on, I am not looking back. I'm not letting my mind fall back into those thought patterns. I'm not letting my life fall back into that old way. I'm not going to allow myself to be distracted by all of that stuff that takes me tumbling back into the way that I don't want to be. And instead, just get completely focused on letting go. That's all about letting go. Before we go any further tonight, we're just going to deepen our connection, go into a quieter space, so that you can attune more easily to the transmission and to the frequency, and allow that to support you to open up and start to have this experience of letting go more deeply than ever before. This is going to be a particularly powerful process, this session today. It's the one you've been waiting for. It's the one that really digs deep. And the energy is perfect and right. And so even if in the past you think, oh, I've done all this, I've tried all this, you know, it still doesn't shift. To be honest, it's because the energies, the planetary, the intergalactic, all of the energies haven't been right until now. And so you kind of have to let yourself off the hook a bit as well. Because otherwise you use that big stick to beat yourself with, saying, oh, I've got it all wrong, I never get it right, I've been trying to let this go for ages. At the moment, the energy is supporting you perfectly. And maybe in the past, the energy wasn't quite in alignment with you to enable it to be a more graceful process of letting go. And so it's great that you're tuned in now and intuitively have aligned with this particular gateway moment, because it's going to give you all the support that you need to dig into those deeper parts and to actually wash them away once and for all. And you can find that over the coming days or weeks, things will come to mind, things will come into your awareness, things will come into your reality. And rather than reacting and responding and engaging, you just go, ah, that's that thing I'm letting go of. And you observe and you just watch it go on past. That's when you know that you're in your heart and in that place of absolute gratitude and acceptance of what is, because then you do just let it go. It's nice to observe that in yourself. So just closing your eyes if you haven't done so already. I'd like to invite you to just take a few nice, deep, easy breaths. Breathing in this moment. Breathing in the power that you have to relax deeply into this process. Relaxing deeply into yourself. You're becoming more relaxed generally, with all those stresses and struggles going on around you. There's a centered point of presence that you return to over and over again, until that centered point of presence becomes the way that you are naturally. A powerhouse of peace, love and tranquility, emanating the light of your true divine self out into the world, all around you, deep within you. Breathe in that light. Breathe in that power. It is you. It's all that you are. It's everything you came here to be. It's magnificence. Attune to it. With every breath, in every moment, taking you deeper and deeper into that powerhouse within you. The true power that you came here to express. The light of your divine self, resonating throughout this great cosmos, at one with everything, everything at one with you. You are powerful beyond measure, beautiful, creative being, creating this moment this very, very special moment. A moment that we're sharing. Sharing in our heart connections. Connect your heart energetically with every other heart tuned in to this vibration right now. Knowing, trusting, allowing, loving, accepting. You are this heart frequency. You are this vibration. It's at the very heart of you. And can be attuned to at any time. And you're learning to live attuned to it always as a natural way of being. Allow the breath to take you deeper into the experience of opening the heart fully. As your heart envelops all the other hearts, and their hearts envelop yours, hearts within hearts within hearts. Within the heart of the earth, within the heart of the cosmos, the heart of all beings everywhere. One great intelligence, harmonious, at peace, vibrating as one. Feel it. Trust it. Allow it. And surrender more deeply into it, into yourself, into the breath, into the moment, this moment of power. This moment of awakened presence. You're learning to let go. There is nothing else you need to do right now. Nowhere else you need to be. Being programmed with all the information required to allow the letting go process to be easy, gentle, gracious. You can receive this activation and the information that it brings. Activating pre-programmed data within you. Data that knows exactly who you are. Data that knows exactly what you're here to do. Data that knows exactly what you need to let go of. All of this data is available to you. And can work behind the scenes without you really needing to effort, to worry or stress about getting it right or getting it wrong or doing it in time. Everything is perfectly aligned. In perfect time, And you're attuned to this in this present moment, now. Your gateway moment is opening further, bringing you direct information, guiding this awakening process, calling you home to yourself fully. The guidance that you're receiving, a gentle energetic transmission, resonates at the frequency of the empowered true heart. It's a vortex of energy at the very center of who you are. It's intelligent. It knows exactly how to support you to open up to your greatness, to the wonder that you are, to the beauty, the magnificence. As you relax back, opening further with each and every breath, you can let go. Let go of the need to control. Let go of the need to know. Let go of the need to have it all worked out. And instead, just surrender to the intelligence within you that knows exactly what you need. Exactly what will bring about the greatest transformation within you. And hold the space for you that you can sink into ever more deeply, relaxing more fully, letting go more powerfully. You do want to let go, don't you? It is that time now, isn't it? The time that you've waited for. The time that you said you'd arrive at. And that when you did, you would let go. With certainty, with conviction, with confidence. You do know that you're at that point now, don't you? You could resist, of course, as you have done in the past. And you know where that leads, don't you? You could seek a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge, a deeper wisdom, and you could let go into that completely. You could surrender to it fully. You could allow it to envelop you. You are a powerful being of light. There is nothing that you cannot do. You are the whole cosmos. Your light is in all places at one time. You are so powerful, so amazing. And yet you choose to hold on to being small, to doubt, holding on to confusion. You're not small. You're not insignificant. You're the greatest power imaginable. And yet you resist so much that greatness. It takes so much energy to resist so much. It's no wonder you get so tired. It's no wonder you feel so overwhelmed, having to hold back on such power, such greatness. Just think about it for a moment. The resistance is like a dam holding back all that water. And that dam was created in the old paradigm when there was fear of that water. And each one of those bricks was put in place to hold that water back, to contain it. If you were to start taking out those bricks one by one and letting that power flow, seeing the water release, how would that feel to allow that tremendous energy surge? To allow yourself to ride that wave, to be in that flow, to continue that journey after being held back for so long, held back by fear, held back by doubt. Each of those bricks representative of a part of you. Each part of you has served some purpose in your life. And so a moment of gratitude for every part that helped to build that wall. When it believed that that wall would protect you, keep you safe, keep you from being hurt or quashed or misunderstood or outcast. That time has gone. That time of having to hold back on who you are is over. That time of having to create that dam, all those beliefs and conditioned responses, and patterns and parts of you, all of that can now be moved, torn down, blown away. You can take down that dam brick by brick, identifying each and every part along the way. Or you can instead invest in the power of that water and push that dam out of the way completely and flow triumphantly through that water, energized, confident, empowered, uplifted. You can take your time to break down that wall bit by bit. You may have spent a long time already doing that. Today, on this powerful gateway, choice moment point in the evolution of humanity's consciousness, you are gifted something so precious. And that's to remember that you are not that dam. You are not the wall. You are not the resistance. You are the power and magnificence of that flowing water. And nothing can stop you. Nothing. There is so much love flowing. There is so much truth coming to you. There is so much insight, awareness, and elevation of your consciousness right now. As the reprogramming of all that you are and everything that you came here to be is being brought together through this true heart frequency, elevating your consciousness to remember, elevating your physical body to have the strength to ground this light energy transmission. The flow, the waters of awakened presence, flowing across the planet to every place right now. You are these waters. See yourself filtering through the rocks, through the soil, to every place on this planet, to the very heart of the planet herself, to the heart of every person, you are the waters that cleanse. Are the waters that heal. You are the waters that quench the thirst of those that seek truth and love and oneness. The waters, the light energy transmission, the frequency that they carry, unite all as one in this powerful moment of transformation. As you break free from the confines of that which has held you back and increase the greatness, the capacity you have to know truth through awakened presence, through self-love, through unity, through joy. Expand out in those waters, in consciousness, through this light energy transmission to all beings everywhere. Throughout the galaxies, throughout space, beyond time, into all that is, and know that you are one with all, a super being. Alive, awake, empowered, uplifted, bringing strength to this planet as you remember the truth that you are. You have the capacity at this moment in time to hold the frequency of transformation for the planet, for the evolution of consciousness, for humanity, for totality, for all of existence. Right at the heart of you, everything flows, everything releases as you let go. Your heart is the place that lets go, that observes the flow, that sees that there's no point in holding on to anything, as everything is moving eternally, infinitely, endlessly. You can observe the endless flow, the eternal letting go. You are the eternal letting go. No attachment, no holding, no confinement, no resistance, no restriction, no parameters. In the infinite letting go that you are, you observe from that awakened state of presence that there is nothing to hold on to. Nothing. It all just flows perfectly, beautifully. Every colour, every sound, every moment. Observe the wonder. You can sit on the edge of the waters and observe yourself flowing through the waters. Just watch how wonderful it is to flow. How wonderful it feels to have let go. The peace and the exhilaration. The wonder, the intrigue. Power, and yet the peace. Every facet, every energy. Nothing is right or wrong or good or bad or this or that. It just is. It just flows. When you get out of the way with your old way of thinking and your old way of being, and you stop being the dam that you built in the old world, the paradigm of fear, where it wasn't safe to be you and you had to hold back. Those days have gone. The dam has been blown out of the waters as you remembered the power that you have when you allow yourself to flow at one with everything. And you awaken fully to what this means. And you both flow in the water. And you sit on the edge observing how wonderful it is to flow. And you encourage yourself. You encourage yourself to stay in those waters, weaving your magic throughout consciousness, throughout the cosmos, across the planet, to the hearts of everyone that you know and those people that you don't. And as you touch each and every person, you help them to remember that they are not the dam. They are in fact the water. And they too are invited to let go completely and surrender into the awesomeness, the depth, the clarity, the beauty of that never-ending flow. And as you sit on the edge, observing how wonderful it is to flow naturally, easily, without fear and without judgment and without worrying which way the water might go, without worrying that it's going to dry up or spill out, without worrying that it's going to get too deep or be too shallow. Without any judgment, worry, or fear, or doubt. Just a sitting, a stillness, a silence, a peace, a tranquility, a moment of presence to observe. To see, to know and to embody fully what it means ultimately to be free. Free to flow intuitively. Free to be guided, to be all that you came here to be. Free to move with the greater flow of all that is. Free in the knowledge and wisdom that you never have to hold back again. That you have let go of the resistance. That you have let go of the fear. That you have let go of the doubt. And all that you built up in the old world to protect yourself from just being too powerful. Too great. We are moving out of a paradigm where people have had to hold back for fear that if they show up in their totality, they would not be welcome, they would not be loved, they would not be accepted. That in fact they would be feared or outcast. That's the old world. That's the past. That's the history of humanity that we are letting go of. And at this powerful gateway time, we welcome the awakened presence of the great masters, the weavers, the movers, the shakers, the inspirational, the innovators, the light energy transmission from your empowered, creative presence. The you that you are when you are rich, abundant, flowing with the energy of this great cosmos in alignment with all, and grounding that magnificence for all to share as one. Everyone unique, everyone equal, as every part of that flow has its own wisdom, its own knowledge, its own greatness to bring. Like fibres of a great tapestry being weaved throughout this planet and out into the cosmos. You are a strand in that great picture that's being created right now. And it's your job to be that you of you and to let go gracefully now of all that that no longer serves you. Welcome to this great ocean. This ocean that is you. This ocean which will enable you to flow when you align with your heart fully. Embrace your entirety. Join in unity and surrender into the bliss of awakened presence. You are the truth that can transform this world. You are the light that is shined. You are the transformation in process. Let go now. It's time.